This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Most High. Verse 15, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Wow, this is our first glimpse into pride. And God casts Satan out of heaven because it was all about him. He wanted to be greater than God. And we see whenever we want to be greater than God and get all of God's glory, he will kick you out. And as verse 15 says, yet thou shalt be brought down to hell. That's what pride will lead you to. Pride will lead you to hell because you are not recognizing who you are, and you're not, most importantly, recognizing who God is. So that is the first account of pride. Pride is something that we as people, Christians, need to pay close attention to because it sneaks in, and I'm telling you, before you know it, you will think that you're doing it instead of giving God the glory. Now, what does God think of pride? You know, I think that's the key. We need to understand what God thinks of pride. We see that Satan had pride in heaven. He kicked him out. But what specifically does God think about pride? I hope you're taking scriptures today, because I don't want you to hear me. I want you to hear him. And matter of fact, I'm going to pause right there because I wanted to jump into this so quickly, I forgot to open in prayer. So I'm going to pause right here and pray right now. Father, which art in heaven, we come once again thanking you for your word. And Lord God, as we heard the introduction already, we're about to find out what you think about pride. And Lord, my prayer is that I decrease and you increase. I pray they not see the messenger, but they see the message. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So if we look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19, we want to see what God says about pride. I don't care what nobody else says. That don't mean anything. What does God says? Right here in Proverbs chapter 6, we're going to look at verse 16 and 19. Here's what it says. He says, these six things doth the Lord hate. So he's setting it up right there. He said, all right, pay attention. These six things that the Lord hate. And it says, yea, seven are an abomination to him. Boy, that's the worst thing you can think of. So verse 17 says, right off the bat, a proud look. Wow. The first thing that God hates right out the book is a proud look. Do you have a proud look what you have accomplished? Instead of giving glory to God, God hates a proud look. But boy, that's what the world teaches us, to be proud in America. Be proud in what you've done. Let me tell you something. You have done nothing. Jesus said, without me, ye can do nothing. See, here's the crutch here. I'm going to give it to you now. Whenever we have pride, the focus is on us and what we have done. But whenever we are thankful, we're giving glory to God. Now, what does pride mean? Pride means arrogancy, self-trust, the opposite of humility. So whenever we are showing pride, we are trusting in ourselves. Notice the terminology that people use. I'm proud of this. Well, you know what? What you need to do, whenever you're proud of something, you saying, look what I've done. But oh, what...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.